then we'll hear from you. Okay.
Okay. See you on the flip.
Speak in ways that I will understand. Where you lead me, I will follow. Where you lead me, I will go. Who needs my love today, sweet spirit? Who needs my speak in ways that I
Kenneth, dude, thank you. Thank you for that. I am so zenned out right now. That was a musical meditation. Something's going on with the computer. So let me see if I can correct this here. And yeah, there we are. I think you can hear me. I'm not sure. There are little technical gremlins running around today, but good morning, everyone. Pardon me for the voice. I think it's going to hold out, but more important than that, what a perfect message. We could say amen right now and be done for the day. How can I serve today? Oh, let me love in a holy, holy way. How can I love today? Oh, let me serve in a holy, holy way. We're here to be of service. And that's what today is about. We are vessels of God. We are vessels of service. And we have an opportunity every day, all day long, to be of service. And I'm gonna come out of my zen a little bit so I can get some energy going here to connect with you all, because I'm so glad we're together again. And once again, I do want to say happy Memorial Day. I loved the video again, Leo. I already told you that in the countdown. And there's a quote that I'm really fond of by Sergeant Major Bill Paxton, not the actor, the Sergeant Major. And he said, "May we never forget our fallen comrades. Freedom isn't free." And that's what Memorial Day is about. So if you know any veterans or if you see any veterans, thank them. And if you're in New York City, and you're out and about, it is Fleet Week, and I know some of you love that every year. So there are plenty of opportunities to thank those who are in service of our country. How can I serve today? I want to tell you, last night I had another beautiful opportunity to officiate a wedding at the Plaza. Oh, it was beyond beautiful, gorgeous. There must have been, I thought, 1,000 candles, maybe 500. They were everywhere. It was beautiful. And the reason I bring that up is because that is a perfect example of getting to be of service. I love doing weddings. I get to know the couple. I don't just have some template of a wedding script and I go and just say, this, da, ba, da, now kiss the bride or kiss the groom. I get to know them, and it gives me such joy to be of service to people on such a special occasion. And one of the reasons I thought about this theme today was obviously because it is Memorial Day weekend, and it's so easy to forget what holidays are about, and it's a perfect opportunity to just to remember, you know, the day off on Monday and the mattress sales and wearing white, the beginning of it being okay to wear white for the summer. That's all fine, and the picnics and the barbecues and everything, but it's about so much more. And as soon as I thought of that a few days ago, I was on the subway, getting off the subway at Times Square, and there was a woman that had an older woman, and she had a cart, and she was bringing it up the stairs one step at a time. And I said, ma'am, do you need some help with that? She said, yes, I do. Thank you. She accepted her good in a millisecond. And I said, this will be my workout today. This is kind of heavy. This will be my going to the gym. And I got to help this woman by bringing her cart up to the street from the subway. And it made me feel so good. It helped her. It helped me. And science refers to this. There have been studies done on being of service, of helping others. And I think it's called the helper's high. I think that's what it's called. You can Google it and see if that's accurate. But, and that reminded me of, I love Friends. Any Friends fans out there, you know, the TV show, Rachel, Monica, Ross, Chandler, Joey, Phoebe. And it reminded me of an episode where Joey and Phoebe, who are kind of the ditzy ones, you know, of the show, they were having an argument about being of service. And what it was about was Joey, you know, when he was an actor, he got a gig being on a telethon for PBS. And he said, it's really great because I get to be on TV and I get to help. I get to be on the telethon and help people. And he said, so it's very, being of help and being of service is selfish. And Phoebe's like, no, it's not. It is not. And he said, what about when you had those three babies for your brother? And didn't that make you feel good? She said, well, yeah, of course. See, it's selfish because it makes you feel good. There's no such thing as selfless service. And she was trying to prove him wrong. And it was just hilarious. And she called him and she said, I'm going to find something that is selfless, that does not make me feel good when I help somebody else. And she called him and said she went to Central Park and got stung by a bee so that the bee could show all of his other bee friends what a badass he was. And Joey said, yeah, that's really great. But you know, the bee probably died after he stung you. So she's like, man. So she finally came to the conclusion that helping others and being of service is selfish because we feel so good when we do it. And, you know, there was another time just not too long ago where I got another opportunity on the street. I was walking along and this woman it was around lunchtime and it was in Midtown, and clearly she was working in an office and she had gone to get everyone's lunches and the bottom of the bag fell out. and she was in such distress. And I happened to have an extra recycling bag with me, grocery bag. And I said, would you like this? And she started to cry. And she said, can I hug you? I'm like, yeah, let's hug it out. And here, divine timing, I get to be your angel for the day. And it just gave me such a rush. It makes me feel so good to be of service. We are vessels of service. We are vessels of God. We have opportunities all day long. There was a Chinese proverb that says, if you want happiness for an hour, take a nap. If you want happiness for a day, go fishing. If you want happiness for a year, inherit a fortune. If you want happiness for a lifetime, help someone else. If you want happiness for a lifetime, help someone else. How are you viewing whatever you do, whatever your work is, your job might be, or if you're retired, whatever it is that you're doing? There's a story of an architect who's on a project, and there are three masons who are on his construction site, and they're all doing the same thing. And one day he was on site, and he was curious about their approaches to their job. So he asked this first man what he was doing. The man breathed a very heavy sigh and said, I'm laying bricks. The architect nods his head, and he goes on to the second mason, and he poses the same question. And the man wipes some sweat from his brow, and he somewhat cheerfully says, I'm laying bricks to build a wall. And the architect thinks about this for a moment. Then he moves on to the third mason, who stands up tall, looks at him with a smile, and he says, I'm laying bricks to build a wall for the most beautiful cathedral in the world. I am so fortunate to be able to construct a building that is going to provide inspiration for so many. And as legend has it, this is a true story about the brilliant architect, Christopher Wren, and that this cathedral that was being built was St. Paul's Cathedral, one of the most famous buildings in London. All three masons appeared to be doing the same thing, laying bricks. But each had his own idea of that job. The one who actually saw this job as being of service, he got the deepest meaning from it. And when you are of service and you get that rush of joy and adrenaline, it's literally healing, because it releases endorphins, your body's natural painkillers. That's where the rush comes from. That third mason saw what he was doing as having a positive impact on the world. Every single brick he laid had a powerful purpose. So, as I ask at the end of every newsletter, what is mine to do? What was his to do? Lay bricks, one at a time, for what would become the most beautiful cathedral in the world. So I want you to, I'm going to invite you. That's the Unity way. I'll invite you. I won't tell you what to do. I'm just going to put it out there. To really amp up your mindset about all that you do. Everything. Think back on it. Think of it now. I just had something random pop into my head. Every rare now and then I talk about my grandmother, who was such a trip. I called her Ninny. because her name was Minnie. But I heard my older brother, who was 3 years older than me, calling her Nana. And I thought, well, this lady's got different names. And so I combined Nana and Minnie, and I started calling her Ninny. And then everybody else started calling her Ninny or Nin. She was so funny. Oh my God, we had fun. And I loved going to spend time with her in the summers. And she could care less about keeping house, keeping her house clean. She didn't care about that. I mean, it wasn't gross. It was just always kind of messy. And I, it was not my favorite thing in the world to do as a kid, clean. But I loved doing that for her when I was there, because I thought, I can really make a difference. I knew this as a kid, I can make a difference. And she loved it so much. She was so grateful. And I was such a night owl, I would wait and do it like an elf overnight while she was asleep. And so she woke up and another room was really clean, amazing. And it just made me feel so good to be able to do that. And she loved it. It was a win-win-win. And we would just laugh and laugh. And that is triggering the thought of Brother Lawrence, who was the monk in the monastery that made a meditation of washing pots and pans and so on and so forth. You get it. Everything is an opportunity to be of service. And every time we are of service, it feeds us. It's a gift to us to be a gift to others, to give a gift. So I want you to just think about that. Simple concept, but it's all about our consciousness. And Leo, I'm so grateful again for that tribute to Tina Turner, because I think she is just, again, such a vessel of light and love and goodness, overcoming, sharing her story. Oh my gosh, what a child of God. Wow. I don't know if how many of you are familiar with one of the things that she did after she became a Buddhist. Is back in the 2000s, I believe it was, she released an album with a couple of friends of hers called Beyond. And it was an album of prayers and chants. And in honor of the vessel of God that Tina Turner is, the impact of service that she has had on millions, millions of people by simply being who she was, I would like to share the prayer Beyond by Tina Turner as today's meditation. So I invite you to put everything down, relax, get still. Let's meditate.
of God.